So Chaim Kanievsky asked the Chaznish, what's the Eitzah? He said the meals used to be took way too long. And doesn't have time for it. He wants to go back and learn. So he wants to know what's the Eitzah, what he should do in order to satisfy Zim and Sakhiv Zim is done. What's the Eitzah in order to get out of it? Finally, get out of time, so he goes to Chasana. You go to Chasana, you manage to stay with Chasana for 5 hours. So they bend, a crisp, and you bend. And the Shaila is that if one has a Chiv Zimun, first you have to know what makes a Chiv Zimun, and if you have a Chiv Zimun, is any time a person's allowed to leave when he has a Chiv Zimun. So first let's start what makes a Chiv Zimun. So in order to make a Chiv Zimun, so you have to have either 3 people or 10 people. So let's first start, if you start eating together. So wherever you shen my friend hold, if you have 3 or 10 people start to suit it together, so that makes a Chiv Zimun. Even if you don't finish suiting together, the fact that you started together, that already makes a Chiv Zimun. There is a shita sabach.
What do you mean starting together?
Starting together is either you wash together or you start within the first kazayas. If you start afterwards, then there wouldn't be a chiv. So if you start in the first kazayas or you wash at the same time, that's called that there'll be a chiv zima.
The first person and the 30th person washing.
They say?
The first person washing and the 30th person washing.
Well, everyone starts washing together. Everyone's waiting online. Everyone's doing it together.
At a wedding, it's not extremely... Well, it's not very coordinated at a wedding.
No, they haven't washed one time, but everyone, I'm saying.
Baruch,
I'm saying. Or, yeah, I'm saying once you have three, they'll be chiv zimun. Right, there is a shita zabach, which is going to be a part in the hemshech, that if you start eating together and you don't finish, the bachos is no chiv zimun. The bachos, the chiv zimun is only chal at the end. And starting without finishing, there won't be a chiv zimun. The mice are very pleasant to know all of this, there is a shita zabach, which is going to be in a game. So first you say is, if you start together, wherever you hold that is a chiv zimun. If you finish together, so over there, everyone agrees. Whereas if you didn't start together, you came late. But 3 people finish together, or 10 people finish together, then everyone agrees that there would be a chiv zimun. What's called finishing together? Finish together, basically, when you finish eating. So at that point, when you're ready to bench, when you finish eating, so at that point there'll be a chiv zimun. So the best eitzah if you're going to chasna basically is come late and leave early. If you come after the first zayis and you leave before people finish, then that's definitely the best eitzah, the most smart eitzah, and that works the chaladeus, and that's always the best eitzah. What? If you come early, yes. But usually, you can wash before everyone, while they're eating the chuppah. While they're doing the chuppah, you want to do that. Some things,
If you're there, but you just don't wait.
Yeah, you can wash at home also. You want to wash at home. That's also it. So wash at home and then come to the chasna. That's also it. So you didn't start with them. And then you're going to finish.
You come late. People are also washing late also.
So you're not going to be misachasim. They're a different suba. Even though they're going to snap all together one zimun, because it's all part of the chasana. But if people come late and they're random, if they're on the same table, then it'll be a problem. But in just random places, it's not going to be satisfying. So you get washed at home, or just come late and...
If you're there early, but you wait to wash after everyone else finished washing.
Yeah, you can wait. Yeah, you can wait till the middle of the first course. And that's the most glad to eat, so that works a couple of days, and that's always the most recommended thing to do. There's another answer for our Moshe.
If you leave when they're done eating, they still can bench in an hour. Before the
dominance? No. If everyone, what they're finishing, basically, they're just waiting around to get their act together, another chasna, it just takes time. Right. No. That's already the zechiyah. The fact that they're not benching, the fact that they're finishing doesn't help. So,
if you start late, and you're not finishing, you're
allowed, so yes, it's a good point. You're allowed. You're allowed to be mitzvah for the chiyah, it's not. That's a good point. Yeah. Right. So, the true Rav Moshe and Aleph Nun Vav, he says, he discusses different eitzahs. But Moshe says, he discusses, if he's not allowed, in Kusar Gimel, there's a lach, if somebody's in the base Nachri, in a house with a bunch of goyim, in a house of a goy. So Moshe says, the minhag is we don't do a zimun. Why is the minhag we don't do a zimun? Being that people are nervous in a house of a goy, you don't feel so comfortable. So the das was not to be mitzarif together in order to make a zimun. So Moshe says, from over there, it sounds like that if you have a kavana, that you don't want to make a zimun, you're still eating together. Your das is that you don't want to make a zimun. But Moshe says, it sounds like from the Ramah, that would be good enough. The fact, even though you ate together, but you had das not to bench together, so Moshe says that would be good enough. So Moshe goes back and forth about it. And the Chuvi says, Efshar, like Makam Tzorich, it could be made. So this Eitzah, if it is Makam Tzorich, it could be made. But the first Eitzah is much more of a Tata Eitzah.
Everyone's sitting together.
Everyone's sitting together. You
guys gonna have that kavana, or you have to?
No, you. Kavana. You have to ask. You don't want to be part of it. I'm not with you. Moshe says, "Welcome soya if you can make." It's nice that people are assuming it's welcome soya. Chavad, the first eitzah is about eitzah, but it's not so practical to start late or whatever and finish early. It's not so practical. That eitzah is also another eitzah. Is this the main again yeshiva? In yeshiva, the ma'aser the ayin's not like makes zina. The ayin doesn't do zina. It's very not pashut. Saying the ma'aser, you do have three people which are eating together on the same table.
Is that cool eating together?
What? I understand. That's the nidin. Saying that's the nidin. I'm saying that the passage Rabbi Asher said it says she's people eating together. Even if everyone's eating for their own stuff, cough and the kick, right? Well, if it depends, you start or finish at the same time. But if you started or finish,
people don't make at the same table.
I understand. So my son is not annoyed to make zima. So you really should just have a mishnah say. You do a mishnah say. Have in mind they don't want to have to ask because. You should have in mind not to be part of the Zimun.
If you have in mind, then you end up being part of the Zimun. Do you lose the mitzvah, or are you still kind of?
Shaila is what the Zimun is tired.
Now, allow to answer then?
You could answer.
Oh, you mean have to count
if you have three. If you're one of three, it's not so posh. I'm saying that it's legar from eating, just take a drink, it's legar from that. Okay.
You could just eat something and then eat something with
das. Yeah, it's legar from that. So yeah, my son dad before that.
Das was not eating stuff.
No, but then you want to be mizamet. You want to be mizamet with them. So if to be with bread, you just take a drink. So it's not for
that. Then your das was not to be.
No, but just now.
Right. But if you came, the das not to be mizamet with them. Right?
And then now you want to do it. So just take some, drink something.
And now you, yeah, now,
now,
after
and then,
you'd have to do something.
What?
You'd have to do something after.
Fine. So the first eight says come late. And surely it's the best eight. The second eight says Mokam Sayach. He was somehow not having dust in his time. Let's say he didn't do any of these two eights, and he realized he have to go. Saying things are taking too long. So in Kufsad Gimel, Mishpura brings down the Mokam Mitzvah. This Mishpura says if you have a place where there's a Zimun of 10, you want to split into three. So Mishpura says the Mokam Mitzvah you can make up to bring Zimun of 3. And not wait for 10. Being that 3, you are still yet to Zimun, you're just missing the Elokeinu. So Mishpura says, if you want mitzvah, you can make it to Samachan to use 3, and not wait for 10. Sounds like from over there, if it would not be Mokam Mitzvah, holy halacha.
Just have to stay.
It's awesome. You have Chiv Zimun, and you have to stay.
Absent Gadol is equal.
What?
Is Absent Gadol included? Or?
No. He says, there'll be time without you. Saying. It's talking about the cases of Rishku, whatever. There'll be time without you. You just want to do 10 to 3. But Malkin Mitzvah says you can do it. Now, there's a different Mishnah between Simon Reish, so it's Katan A. Simon Mishnah between Simon Reish, Katan A, which brings down the Malkin Hefsid, or the Malkin Dabar Nochitz Mo'i. Mishnah says that you can even leave without a Zim. Case with a case of 3, the Malkin Hefsid, the Malkin Nochitz Mo'i, Mishnah says you can finish the Suda and leave without a Zim. So the way the Masbid is that in Simon Reish, he's being started with the Sabach. Right, we said before the Bach holds that if you start and you don't finish, the Bach holds that there is no Chiyuv Zimun. So, but Malkin Hefsin, Malkin Dabar Nochitz Mo'i, you can say on the Bach, and if you start and you didn't finish, and over there you can make a Malkin Hefsin, Dabar Nochitz Mo'i, and you can leave without making a Zimun. In the case where you did finish, you buy fast and everybody say, I won't finish. So, you're in a situation where everyone finished. Over there, the only time we make it is if you get at least a Zimun of 3. And if you get a Zimun of 3, over there, the problem, we're not going to make it.
Maybe I misunderstood, or if you answered, what if you get 10, not break 3-3?
Oh, you get 10? It's fine. If you get 10,
you can break
you want to break from 8 and 3 people to the bench, that's 100% okay. There's a mile over it, but that seems okay. 20 to 10, that's also okay. We're talking about 10 to 3 or 3 to 9. It's enough. With 10 to 3, we're saying that even if you finish the Suda and there is a chiv to everybody, Malkin Mitzvah, you can make all. 3 to nothing will only be maple in the case where you didn't finish the Suda, and then we make
maple. So you can break off at 10, you can lose 10?
Yeah. Yeah, to get the 3. Malkin Mitzvah, go down
10 to 3. You can lose the
10,
and then you know
what 10. Oh, that Chayadim says now. You can't make it lose 10. So, they ask you that. That's you 13, 14, whatever it is.
Is there
what?
Is there Hashem Michlu on that, or it's only
no, Rabbanan? No.
It's
only if you mess it up. Oh, now, in order to make a Zimun, so you have to have, how many people have to eat bread? So, halacha is two people eat bread, and a third person comes along. So the chachila is have three people wash in order to make a zina. If you have two people who wash and the third person doesn't want to wash, so it says even if you give them a zinus, even if you give them a vegetable or a shahakal, the third person has a chiv bracha achreina, that's enough in order to make a chiv zina. So you have to have two people washing, and the third person, the chiv also should wash, but if he doesn't want to wash, if he has a bracha achreina, if he has a chiv bracha achreina, he also can staff in order to make a zina. Has to be at the same time. The get at the same time is, the Gemara says that if two people ate, so there's a mitzvah to get a third person. There's a mitzvah aksa. Actually, there's a mitzvah to get a third person to eat. So the Gemara says, even if two people finished, if a third person comes along and eats something, let's say he takes a mashakal or a dama, if the two people, if you bring them a geshmaka dessert, they still would eat, bring them the favorite dessert, chocolate cake, chocolate mousse, ice cream, they would still eat. So that's still called that. That's still called that you mill the suda and they can miss staff. So as long as the other two people can still eat something more, and the third person comes along, that's not in order to make a tzir zina.
How many people do you have to tell me? How many people need to bench?
What do you mean? When
you're
zima?
Yeah,
so I got that in a second. Now, that which we say the third person can eat everything, and the Mechaber says everything besides water. The third person is just taking a drink of water. Water is not chashiv. Water has no chashivas to it. And being that water has no chashivas to it, so then you can't be mistaf. You can't be mistaf a zimun if it's just going to be water. So it's a big shayla. Drinks which are eco water, soda, lemonade, tea. Does that have a din of mayim? Because it doesn't have a din of chashivas. Already, or dafka by water, we say you can't be mistaf. And these other things, you can be mistaf. So water itself definitely is a problem. Other things like soda and other drinks which are bigger water, it's a big machalik, as Mishnah Berurah Panthers says, no good. As Aruch HaShulchan says, it is good. Mishnah Berurah once, like a, we're in the Sugya, and we call 10 Rabbanim. I think it was 6 to 4. I don't know which way. It's not a Kapanim. So a Kapanim about the Chachili, you shouldn't, you know, just give somebody something. If you're giving a drink, it shouldn't be things which are water based. No, Chaman Bidina could be probably would be chashiv, but what's Chaman Bidina? You know Chaman Bidina is? No one does. What do you say? No, it's not the same guy. That's what a guy is saying.
Christmas, they could just keep it out of places.
What do you say? Fine, so I come on, in terms of three, so you have to have two, and then third person making a problem. And when it comes to 10, so 10, you have to have 7 people who washed, and you have to have 3 people who have a chibra chachoinim, zainas, vegetables, something else. If the 7 people wash, and even 3 who ate afli yarek, that's enough to make a zimun.
Are they
chayv
in a zimun?
Yes, the chayv. It's a very good, important point. You have 2 people there, and 3rd person would say, I had a dam, whatever it is, he had a shir bracha chachoinim. He's chayv in zimun now, and he can't leave. There's a chayv zimun now. And you have to make the chayv zimun, and the same opposite of the phone, comes to the chayv zimun.
I only
started
when they were finished
eating.
What do you say?
When they were finished eating. If they were able to eat more.
So you have to get by all of them, not have to get by 200
of them. Yeah, together. What do you mean? Yeah,
that was. But after they finished eating, they could still eat when you cross it.
And then come along, they'll make it serious. Yeah.
If they don't plan to eat.
Right. If all the people can still eat and somebody else eats, sorry, then that makes it for
you. Which does that say? Question
has support.
Let's say you had the
chasna,
okay.
And
you finish it, and everybody else
says, "We want
to leave before dessert." Is that called
finished eating?
Eating it?
They're
still getting dessert.
Yeah.
So that's called they did not finish eating. Yeah. You came late and finished early. That's called finishing early. Yeah.
That's
still eating. That's still eating. But if they finish eating and just waiting around,
so not everybody's gonna eat dessert. But
okay.
Yeah.
Fine. It says if one person's eating fleishik, one person's eating milchik, can they mustaf the zimun or not? Eating even different things. So there's a sugya that if the 3 people eating together, you have Brisker, Chassidisha, and Mizrahi. And all 3 of them, they want to each other's hechsher. Chassidisha eating the Brisker eating the Mizrahi, Mizrahi eating her aunt's Mizrahi. She says she never ate her eggs. So I'll compound them. So the shayla is, can we even start with zina? So the luck is that if you 3 people and they don't eat from each other, they don't start with zina. It has to be that one of the people there could eat from everybody, then they must start for zimun. But if all 3 people are makbid, they're makbid each other's hechsher, Moshe Shlomach says much on Pesach, they have 20 people eating matzah together, but everyone's makbid, they have their matzahs, they won't touch the other person's matzahs, so they can't start for zimun.
Even though they eat other food? They would touch? Other food that they would touch each other's food?
Selling the chayef, is it?
Chayef.
So, how come it has to be? So, if the makar not used to eat from each other's stuff, so the mice, there wouldn't be a chayef zimah. But if you have one person who's not makbid, if you have one person who would eat from everybody, that's enough to make a chayef zimah. So, you have three people, right? You have two briskers and another guy. The briskers don't eat from each other and whatever. But the other guy would eat from all three, so that's enough to make a chayef zimah. She brings down that the one who should be mezamen is the one who makes the mechayev. Thinking that guy makes the mechayev, he should be the one who should be mezamen. So therefore, if you have two people eating fosheks, one person eating mochiks, what will be the halacha? What? So the fosheks guys can eat from the mochiks, but the mochik guy could eat from the fosheks. So then the mochik guy can eat from the fosheks, so therefore there would be a chayev zimen, and then the one who's mezamen should be the one who's eating mochiks. We mentioned last week that when you, with Iker, in terms of how many people have to bench in order to, when you're making a Zimun, so the halacha is if you have three people, two people finished, one person didn't finish. The halacha is that the third person is mechuyev to be mafsek for the other two. Other people want to bench, the third guy doesn't bench. So the halacha is one person has to be, he's mechuyev to staff for the third person, and he has to answer in order they can make a Zimun. If one person finished and two people didn't finish, so they're not mechuyev to staff, but it means chasidus, the hakaretz, in order to answer for the person, so the person could leave. And we mentioned last week that Iker mitzvah zimun is that you're doing it that everyone could hear. The Iker zimun was making a bracha berabim, that everyone should hear it. And if the person being mezamen and other people don't hear it, so the Kohen Gadol Shikur, he says that Namai said that you're not really yotzei zimun. Zimun is that everyone has to say milah b'milah along with the person saying it. And if you don't do that, you're not yotzei because zimun. So Shaila is if you're in a place with a very big room. So the question is, can you use a microphone? And like that, everyone will hear. This really is a very great Shaila. It's Negeya, all mitzvahs, can you be yotzei with a microphone? Megillah. Can you use it with the microphones? Yeah, people have hearing aids, older people can use it with the hearing aid. Over the telephone, when we meet with somebody in Abdallah. So my wife has a baby, since she's in bed, she meets in Abdallah. So can you do it over the telephone? So Shaila's all these things, is that called you're hearing the actual voice? Or when you once you're working on the machines already, we can't see the voice, it's not called you're the actual voice. So Shem Zalman, Nukh Shlomo says, that all these things, you're not yotzei. The only time, anytime you have to have a shomei kohen, you have to hear the actual voice. Whenever you're speaking through a microphone, you're listening to a hearing aid, over the telephone, or shem zalman, and most place in the hall, that's not good enough. It's not called hear the actual voice. And being that it's not called hear the actual voice, the machine basically changed the voice, therefore you're not going to be yotzei. What?
Many in the head in Alexandria, they raise the flags.
Main is different. To answer on main, you just have to know what bracha is.
Over
the phone, you can answer on main. Why? Because you just have to know what bracha is, right from Alexander Shemitzayim. But you want to be yoitza, like that Alexander Shemitzayim doesn't work. That's just the chiyav on main, it's totally if you know what the bracha is. But for you, if you don't hear the actual voice, but sometimes you have to have a shmei kaina, like a mukha megillah, or anything like that. So Ravi Ashvin used to have a hearing aid, I'm saying, but I'm saying when he used to come to Rosh Hashanah or Mukha Megillah, he used to take it off and stand on the next to the chazan or the shrek there. Most person of all, they're the master of the chazan. When it comes to Zimun, there are some more Miko. There's a short shrek. I don't want to say that could be by Zimun, it's a little bit different. He says that when it comes to Zimun, that could be Zimun, not so much within Shemei Koina. Zimun is more Galish and Iti, you just have to come together to make a bracha. So he says, I thought it's odd if you shouldn't use a microphone, but he says, if you're using a microphone, it's in the mic, so it would be okay to answer. And one last halacha, when I get a Zimun, just to end, there's a shadow of Birkas Mazin needs kais on that. Like Sana Gemara, like Zu Shayna, where the Birkas Mazin is tuna kais on that. Every time you bench, do you need a kais on that? So Mechara passing the Kapay Beis that the Asian Birkas Mazin tuna kais, if you'll be achid, some people say you don't need a kais. And the Pesach and the Ramon Vishbur is that Mekomok a mitzim na mufka the Baruch Hala kais. When you have a Zimun, there's a mitzvah in a mufkar that you should have a kais. A lot of people don't know this halacha, that when you have a zimun, the correct thing is that you should do the zimun out of a kais. And it's a mitzvah in a mufkar, this movie says, it's a mitzvah in a mufkar that a nice one should, the kliyam is a mitzvah in a mufkar that you should, when you have a zimun, that you should have a kais. Because most of the staple that the staple come out, he never had a zimun. He didn't guess so often. It's all my son. Shavuos once is a shiloh in Shiva's base made. They had a shiloh with the water. They had a shiloh basically with the water. The machma basically they didn't use the water from the. It's to prepare the water before Yom Tov. They use the water. So one time the water which they prepared got spilled out. So they used the regular water and they cooked the food. So to the bachman, they didn't want to eat it. So they came to ask the stipler whether they could eat there or not. The stipler wasn't sure. So some of the shaylot one of the big family cousins. Yes, I was a Yom Tov more mekel. And I say he wasn't sure. So I say he told the bachman that the master has a little extra food. Yes, food for two bachman. This can be fine. So at the end of the Suda, the stipler asked him if they minded that if he could please bench, because in Zimu's very fashion, this one, he said he command never has a chance to do it. So therefore, yes, he wanted to be able to be a Yotz Mitzvah for something which doesn't usually have to do.